And let's thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful Heavenly Father, with our heart we come before Thee, being conscious that without You we cannot do anything, and looking to this world around us, we can just see and wait upon Your blessing, and through the blood which was shed in Golgotha to preserve Your church, You gave a gift to Your church, and we believe that You are leading our lives. Take into Your hands our lives, our body. Time is getting near, and You can see how Your church is groaning, as is written in Romans chapter 8. Come, Lord, in our midst, glorify Thy name, because You did not leave us orphans. Bless Your church, and You have built Your church upon the foundation of Your apostle and prophet, but every single day You are edifying this church. Thank You, Lord. To You, adoration, praises, and thanksgivings. We pray once more for this family which are touched with COVID in Lyon. May You outstretch Your hand, that hand which was pierced, and it was pierced for all of us, and once more for Your name to triumph in the midst of sicknesses, diseases. To You honor, thanksgivings in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We'll continue to read. We are at page 51. And we stop. And now we'll continue from where we left. Naturally for Brother Stefan and Sister Agnes, they don't have the brochure. I continue to read. Since there was always talk of a breakthrough of the Spirit coming, I obeyed everything that was said to me. Although I sometimes felt that a direct inner resistance, I did not want to be the one to hinder God's action and follow all the directives. Until this demand was made to Brother Roos, Brother Schmidt, and myself on that famous weekend of May 1979, by which we were refused the right to go on the stage. Therefore, I urge the elders of the congregation to sit with me in the front row. We were told that God was going to use breathing from elsewhere to perform a cleansing here in the assembly. No one there to stand in the way of the work of God. Of course, we all expected powerful things that had never happened before and that the whole world should have heard about. I stop a little bit here just to connect with what we said already last Thursday, that there was a false prophecy, and Brother Frank, despite all things, he did not realize it at the first approach, and he fell into this trap, the trap of the false prophecy. In reality, after all the blessing which God gave to the church, and He always confirmed it with thus said the Lord, there was this deviation, And we could see that the wife of Brother Frank was taking everything under control, her control, and many strange things happened till the point which people from outside dare to come in the church. And you did not experience these things, but we were there, and we can see clearly that the wife of Brother Frank had taken control of all the church, and this thing was serious. And it been said to Brother Frank and the elders to not to preach anymore, and brethren from outside is supposed to come and preach for the cleansing in the assembly. Here we continue to read. No one dared to stand in the way of the work of God. Of course, we all expected powerful things that had never happened before, and that the whole world should have heard about. And I had this comment. Already at that time in 79, it was already known according to the scripture, according to the restoration of the bride tree, that a rain, a later rain, is to come over the church or upon the church, and no one dared to stand or to hinder the plan of God. That's why then these things happen. Glory be given to God. We continue to read. Since there was such an analogy with what the Lord said to me on July 17, 1976, for there will come men from near and far, I thought it was now coming true, according to what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, love believes all things, hope all things, endure all things. This love of God was poured into my heart by the Holy Spirit. It was only later that I understood that it had to do with love for the truth. So the true love which God gave us, the agapao love, is the love for the truth, the love of the Word of God in the obedience. I assume that whoever speaks in the name of the Lord does so with fear and in truth. Instead, we had to witness under the most religious cover a destructive action that continues to this day and is unparalleled in the history of the church. The two brothers who came from outside submitted to the same deceitful anti-Christ spirit, and all those who have since withdrawn are under the same influence. Who can imagine that the devil, under the pretext of purification and sanctification, has made his way to the pulpit? I'm obliged to break my silence. God's hour has come. The Lord desired to reveal himself. Hallelujah. Here we see a serious matter. Here there was like a course or a race to the pulpit. We can say the Antichrist spirit always seek to be in the pulpit and then to influence people or many people through the preaching. I say this one. what took place in the beginning was a fight for the pulpit. There was this fight to preach. That's why many depart in wrong teaching, because they did not wait for God's time. That's why also today we can see the consequence. And I wrote down here, the main goal of the enemy is the pulpit or the teaching, because if he can bring, or he could bring, false teaching, that is all for him. But God did not permit it, because the true elect, the chosen one, which are in obedience of the word of God, they are under the Spirit of God. Let us read some passages of the scripture, because it is important. This thing, still today, we can see it, either in Africa or in Europe. We can see this strong influence of, it's true that the laborers are few, and the harvest is great, and the Lord has to send himself the workers or laborers, and for him to glorify himself in them. The passage of scripture which we heard on Sunday, the passage which Brother Frank read to us, is a special passage. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And from verse 7 is written, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who letteth will let until be taken out of the way. So we can say that he's still working today. Also in verse 9 is written, even him who's coming after the working of Satan with all power, sign, lying wonders. And on Sunday we heard this scripture and we remember it. And I believe that this thing is still present in the midst of the true church of God. Is there where we have to be careful? That's why it's written, let no man deceive you. Let us read also in John 8, John chapter 8, 44. We can read from verse 23. And he said unto them, from 43, why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father he will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. So since the beginning, this spirit always worked. He always works. And he always, it was always in the midst of the church. But for the elect, it is impossible in his heart. It is impossible to be deceived, because in his heart, there is truth. And he was made just to receive the truth, because there is a position which he has in his heart, and he rejects everything that is wrong. Let us read in 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians 11:13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostle of Christ. And marvel not, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. So imagine the servant of God who received the commission with an audible voice, and God has put him in the body of Christ for the plan of God to be a blessing for the church, and it been said to him to sit for other people to come and preach and cleanse the church. It was impossible, because only the truth, the word, can purify or sanctify. Verse 15, therefore it is no great things if his ministers also be transformed as the minister of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Let us read also Revelation. I got different passages of scripture. Revelation 19. Verse 15, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nation, and he should fool them with a rod of iron. Also in Jeremiah 7, verse 4, if we read all these passages of the scripture, it's because they are important. They are connected between them, and we have the right vision or the right picture of the thing. Hallelujah. Trust ye not in lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. You see? At this time, already people were, they were like, it's important that the heart of the man be drawn toward the truth, and it is also important today. Let us read in 2 Peter chapter 2. Verse 3. And through covetousness they shall with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingered not, and they their damnation slumbered not. That's why here Brother Frank could say, I'm obliged to break my silence. God's hour has come. The Lord desired to reveal himself. But before the Lord reveal himself, we have to unmask the devil for God to bring forth his justice and the truth. Let us continue to read. brother is reading. That's why when we are not vigilant, when we things of God become a routine for us, we have an habit of being blessing and we are not vigilant anymore, then the devil comes in and he changes the true word of God in and he twists it to a lie. That's why since from Genesis the devil always seek for the pulpit. He wanted the pulpit of God. That's why the law, the Levite, everything which God has established, and also today we can see how God is still establishing people in his church. The brother is reading something else. All sincere persons who are destined to be part of the bride will convince of this by the Spirit of God and will be led to repentance. This is not a human crime of this world, but a direct satanic defilement that was infiltrated into people's soul. A new beginning must take place in the soul, then through the realm of the spirit until the complete purification and sanctification of the whole man, which also includes the body as the temple of God. What we said is true, that purification comes only from God. So it starts from the soul, then it goes to the spirit, then it is complete in the body. Brother Branham said that we must thank God when what was foretold comes true. When what was foretold comes true. Here, brother is connecting still this word with the prophecy we read before. Then he addressed those who exercise the gift, warning them, if this does not happen, do not do it again until this evil spirit has come out of you. God does not lie. He holds with truth too. Church Order, paragraph 49. In this case, neither mortification nor excuses are of any use. All those who have participated in these things must bend their knees before God. Amen. It's true. This is the truth. Because when the fact of the consecration of the couple, and from that time all the problem started, because God did not confirm it. Continue to read the ensuing state and a persecution of deceptive influence are described as followed by Brother Branham. Among many people with similar emotion and things, we see that they become gossipers, slanderers, and do all kinds of ungodly things. Brethren, this is the sulfuric acid in the church. This is the demonic power. Spirit comes upon men and women, and they go from one to another to try to say that this is not right, that this and that is not right, etc. If you go deeper into it, 9 times out of 10, it is the very person who is stirring these things that is not right. Amen. God hates discord among brothers. You see, when there are false prophecies or false teaching, they are having like consequence upon the church or upon the soul. God has to grant us grace for us to, when we cry out, to receive His revelation. God's hate, discords among brothers, seductive spirit. English paragraph 90 from the sermon of Brother Brown. There are so many demons at work in the soul of man. Observe what fruits they bear. Observe what kind of life these people live. See how they act and what they do. See what their motives are. Sincerely, those all this not fit 100% with the situation that has resulted from these things? So everything which we read till this moment all these things brought us to this this matter, because there are this demonic spirit which come upon people. As what Brother Branham said, not being confirmed to the letter, that demons are at work in the people's soul. Whoever has lived through these years of powerful blessing will know the difference. Hallelujah. Yeah, we stop for a few seconds. Firstly, I wanted to say that it's normal to have the Spirit in our midst. God has to grant us grace to discern them, because they are evil spirit which touch the soul, and others, they touch the body. Let us read some passages of scripture to hit the target. Luke chapter 8, 30. Hallelujah. And Jesus asked him, this is the possessed man with the legion. And Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. So do you think this demon, they were in the soul or in the body? Here is clear that it was in the body, because he was throwing himself and he was removing clothes, sleeping outside in the graves. If we go in First Samuel 13, hallelujah. First Samuel chapter 16. Verse 14, but the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. We have to be careful. We have to discern this thing. What kind of spirit is about? One in the soul, another one in the body. Sickness, sufferances. But the devil in the soul is serious. We can read also in 1 Samuel 18:10. And it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from God came unto Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the house. The devil's spirit was coming upon him, and he was doing strange thing. We can read also in Mark 9. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 9. We read from verse 21. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. Enough time he had cast him into the fire, into waters, to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion of us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believed. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Here we see that the apostles, they were not able to cast away this evil spirit. Just to show you that there are different different kind of influence. It can be in the spirit or in the body. And we have to be careful, because the inner or the soul's influence brings us to follow or to fall in false teachings. That's why it's impossible for the elect or the chosen one to go in that direction or to fall into wrong teaching. Whoever has lived through this year of powerful blessing will know the difference. What is the meaning of this? Try just to reflect upon it. From 72 to 79, before this situation happened, in which the devil was infiltrated to destroy the work of God. And as I said already, we have experienced the blessing of the Lord. We have seen the action of the Spirit of God, what the devil wanted to stop. That's why Brother Frank, on his behalf, he was believing that those two people to come, they supposed to bring that blessing they were waiting for. It was a blessing for us those years. These years. How come or how can those who touch the blessing of before fall into influences of a wrong spirit? It cannot happen. That's what I wanted to add. We continue to read. I'm obliged to repeat here the revelation that my wife told me before the first weekend of May 1979. She saw a snake under a pillow. We read already these things. We read in the Word of God. Brother Frank spoke already about these things. She saw a snake under the pillow that had rolled up, and without moving it away, she went to bed thinking only, "I hope it lets me sleep in peace." This was not the case, according to her, because the snake came out of under the pillow, under her mouth, and left its excrement there. There she got up, went to the sink and rinse her mouth. She went back to bed and the same things happened again. Here we can see that God wanted to show even to this woman something, but she resisted. She continued in that wrong direction because prideness was veiling her eyes. We have to say things the way they are, and we continue to read here. as she was telling me about this event, I should have understood by then at the latest that it was not the Lord. Are you connecting? Are you following the contest? But the wicked one was using her mouth. The serpent did not leave its trace in her mouth only, but also in the mouth of all those who repeated what she was propagating. The accuser of the brethren took hold of many people. Instead of bearing testimony of Jesus Christ and talking with others about what the Lord did in those days, mud is being stirred up. All hell has risen up, and many tongues have been kindled by his fire, as is written in James chapter 3. Since sincere confession has been exploited and used in the most infamous way. As we read before, they're supposed to confess their sin for God to bless them and to fill them with the Holy Ghost and lead them with the Spirit of God. Do you remember when Brother Branham, I believe you read it already in the circular letter, when Brother Branham used to pray from the pulpit and he used to ask, he want to receive the Holy Ghost? Who want to receive the Holy Ghost? Let him lift up his hand. There are many people, different time. They lift up their hands, and their Brother Branham was telling them to follow certain brother which were leading them. In this case, they were a confession of people which were given, and after this situation, people took this confession and brought them out. And we see what the devil is doing. And when these things happened, it was terrible. There were people trying to cover everything, trying to say, what are you saying, but what are you doing? The grace of God is sufficient. The forgiveness of God is sufficient. But many other people, many others, they were just spreading the voice. He does this, he did this, or things like this. With its deadly venom, the ancient serpent caused a work of death among the people of God. Where the fire of the Spirit descends as at Pentecost, the great works of God are proclaimed. So these things took place where the fire of the Holy Spirit descends at Pentecost. This show what people occupy their thoughts with. No one needs to deceive himself or others. The word is always right. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. He who takes part of slanders and propagates defamation is at the service of Satan, who has been a murderer from the beginning. Jesus came to bring life, and life in abundance. John chapter 10, verse 10, speaking about the good shepherd. He came to bring life and life in abundance. The devil came to destroy. Everyone can examine himself and see what life and nature are revealed through him. It is by the fruits that we recognize the truth. Hallelujah. We all tonight, we can examine ourselves with the Spirit of God and with the Word of God. We can say, Lord, I'm here. What am I and how am I standing before thee? We have to pull ourselves in disposal of the word of God, then we receive the recompense. And the Lord will tell us, yeah, my son, continue in this way, or put in order these things. So depend on the sincerity of the heart. He who does not recognize that since that time, incomparable confusion and dispersion have taken place, will not understand the needs for correction, and he will reject it. Have you understood it? That's why since those years, many distortion came to take place, and also those who were led by the grace of God, this discussion troubled many churches and many people, and many then left also on the subject that Brother Branham say I thought in 1977 the hand will take place, and many brothers, they took that word as it has said the Lord. And when 1977 arrived and nothing happened, they reject the prophet, but for their own prediction. And in all these things, God kept his servant, because he was in the plan of God and in the will of God. As he's doing today, he's keeping all his servant, those who walked according to the true word of God. I continue to read. The one who does not recognize, he cannot accept correction, except a purification take place in his life. And here we continue to read. He has probably already taken a path where there is no way back. Not only has everything that was being said spread all around like a cancerous tumor, but it is in such people too that demonic doctrines has found access. You see? Because they did not have love for the truth. They depart instead of listening and submitting themselves to the leadership of the Spirit, but they went following their own ways. But it is in such people too that demonic doctrines have found access. People who for years listened to the word of God in his truth have been poisoned. Therefore, beloved, knowing these things before and now we read this passage of scripture in 2 Peter. Second Peter chapter 3. Here exactly how Paul explained that Peter is explaining how Paul was speaking or was writing. He was writing in a difficult way for people, and it was hard for people to understand. We read from verse 14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless, and an account that the long suffering of your Lord, our Lord, is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to wisdom given unto him, as written unto you, as also in all his epistle, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also to the scripture and to their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, led from those who have a wrong view of the scripture. Verse 18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. You see, all this thing is wonderful. As we have already mentioned, all those who propagate foreign teaching and behave in all anti-biblical manner continue in some way to participate in slanders. Why? Because they did not humiliate themselves. And not humiliating themselves, they continue to work with the same mistake, and they are departing more and more from the truth, because the true anointment comes upon the word, the genuine word, upon the elect. Let us read also in 1 Peter chapter 5 in merit of this subject, because they did not humiliate themselves. It is important today . And today the people of God are missing this thing, humiliation or humbleness. Verse 6, humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Alleluia. And not a heart which is given to God and asking to God to show him the truth, God will help him. Automatically, God will reveal himself to that person. Also, in James is written, it says the same thing. So it's important. We continue to read the circular letter. They are under the same influence as those who have been abused by the devil, using them primarily as instrument, instead of supporting the biblical truth. They support all things. So they are instrument. From their mouth come out the same argument, the same passages and quotations from scripture. Only this last one are separated from their context, used and interpreted according to their own estimation. The poor souls do not notice that Christ, the crucified one, with his reconciliation and forgiveness, is taken away from them, and that only hatred and enmity remain to separate them from one another. Without love, can it be forgiveness? Can forgiveness be there? If there is no love of God, if God did not grant grace, how can he forgive? Through love, forgiveness takes place. And these people, they did not have it because they did not forgive it. They did not forgive. Hallelujah. Without love, there is no forgiveness. If there is no love of God to see the truth, and love is for the truth, because they did not receive the love of the truth. If there is no this thing, it's finished. I'll read once more here. According to the word of God, hatred exists only between the two different seeds. Ayah. Here we go deeper. We go in the predestination or in the election. Can the elect condemn another elect? As we read here, there is a fight or between the two seeds. How should I know? Thank the Lord for he saved and he sealed my soul. That's why also the tree is known by its fruits. According to the word of God, hatred exists only between the two different seed, Genesis 3:15. I'll put enmity between your seed and the seed of the serpent, but not between the children of God. Where enmity begins, the enemy has his end in the game.
Let us read in Luke 11:42. But who unto you Pharisees, for ye tithe mine and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass over judgment and the love of God. Pass over judgment and the love of God. This ought ye to have done, and not to leave the whole undone. It is true that in the law of Moses, there were some ban for the day of Sabbath. For example, it was not permitted to walk more than 1 kilometer. And here, the Lord asked the Pharisees, if your ox or your ox fall into a pit, won't you straightway pull him out of that pit on the Sabbath day? Why should it be then unlawful for me to heal a man? You see? Let us also read in 2 Thessalonians 3:5. And the Lord direct our hearts into the love of God and into the patience waiting for Christ. Amen.
1 John 3:12. Here it's about agape love. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfect in us. Is it true? It's perfect. There's nothing to add or to remove. We are in Christ. We are in his word. We are in the truth. And we are walking the truth. That's why we know that we dwell in him and he in us, because he gave us his spirit. Hallelujah. Love filled with the spirit of God, what can it provoke if it's not the baptism in the fullness of the spirit of God? I believe that 2 Corinthians 14, we all know this passage of the scripture. For the love of Christ constrained us, because it has judged that one died for all, then we all dead. And that he died for all, and they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. What a grace which God granted us to know the truth, and for us to be in the side of the righteous. Exactly as likewise when Moses came down from the mountain with the law, the table of stone, and seeing the golden calf, he broke the tables and he asked, "Who is for God? Let him come in this side." And hallelujah. I believe today it about the same thing. In 2 Corinthians 5:16-21, where it says we have the minister of reconciliation. We believe that nothing happened without God's will. Even the fall into sin, and thus the redemption necessitated by the fall. I finished this page. We finish this page, then we stop. We believe that nothing happened without God's will, even the fall into sin. And thus redemption, necessitated by the fall, was part of his plan. In consideration of what has happened here, we must say the same thing. So in consideration with what took place in Krefeld, was in the plan of God, as we knew already. And we knew that from many and different facts. May God bless us and give us the right comprehension. No matter how painful Judas' betrayal, and the fact that this is how Jesus was delivered up, it had to happen in order for the scripture to be fulfilled. It had to happen in order for the scripture to be fulfilled. The same was true of the word of the hour, which, as Brother Branham saw it at that time, had to be crucified before it could be born to a new life. So this revival, the word which God gave us in the age of Laodicea, when the messenger came and God granted him grace to have this vision and God spoke to him, the same was true of the word of the hour, which, as Brother Branham saw it at that time, had to be crucified before it could be born a new life. So things which took place and the blessing which we had received for head and everything which God did in the ministry of Brother Branham, vision, healings, miracles, restoration of the tree of the bride, it was a way for this new church to be born, as also all of us passed through that, through this way. In the beginning there was that blessing, and then after a while persecution arrived. Are you conscious about it? Personally, I have experienced this. And I wrote down here my own comments. First, we receive the great blessing of the Holy Ghost. Then, the work of restoration, in which work only the overcomers will remain. May God help us. And I hope to have explained this thing well, as I had it in my heart. So he has to die. It's like a germ when it falls into the earth, has to die. And we ask to ourselves, why those days are not coming yet? But they will come. God has promised it. But there is a maturity which is taking place in the spirit of people, and through purification and sanctification, they are departing from all false teaching and false doctrines, and they converge all toward the truth in a way to receive all the latter rain until the point which we receive or we will touch for the fire of God to come down. So, like the restoration of the bride of the church, it grows step by step, and it passed from battles, false prophet, false brothers, deception, sufferances which we have to support or we have to go through because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They were sufferances, but they were necessary for us to be formed in the image of Jesus Christ, to the image of the truth. Hallelujah. That's why Matthew 24:14 say, love waxed cold. And people are wondering when you will finish. They're getting discouraged. But it's written, the one will endure till the end will win, and he will save, will be saved. What a blessing which God gave us. Do you see what took place? How many things took place? Still today we are suffering of those things. In which the goods, they become evil, and the evil become good. But God knows, because it's written, God knows his own. And the one who pronounced the name of the Lord, let him depart from all iniquities. I believe so. I believe with all my heart. God speaks in the same way as he was speaking in the year 76-79. But the only difference is that he's working in the heart of people to bring them into perfect maturity. Hallelujah. I believe that. We stop here. There are some passages of scripture. If you want, I can read it to you. Then we stop. Let us read, finish this page. 1 Peter 4:7. Hallelujah. Do you know how I rejoice before God? I said, for all of us and for all those we listen, they make me proposal in the year 80. If you come here, if you come to preach here, I receive offers. I receive many offers in the year 80s. They were telling, if you come to, you can come and preach here, but you can depart from, but you have to depart from Brother Frank, or you have to leave Brother Frank. These things, they took place, not once, but many times. But God never permitted that. That's why there's a reproach to bear. A reproach which is in the person. It's like this. Love of the truth, or love for the truth, brings consequences. But God grants us grace. 1 Peter 4:7. But the end of all things is our end. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Charity cover multitude of sin. Mark 13:20. Hallelujah. How should we rejoice? Look at his wonderful words. Except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he had chosen, he had shortened the days. And then, if any man should say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, here is there, believe him not. For false Christ and false prophet shall rise, and shall show sign and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed. Behold, I have foretold you all things. Also in Philippians 2:12. Also, this passage of Philippians is important. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as my presence only, but now much more in my absence, waiting for the return of the Lord and his manifestation. Work out of your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Hallelujah. So there is an inner work. And we have to work for our salvation with fear and trembling for the Lord to come. We read the last passage in Romans 13:11. Hallelujah. And that, knowing that the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at end. Let us therefore cast off the work of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in the rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for flesh to fulfill the lust. Therefore, amen. We stop here. We stop here. God has founded everything upon the truth. A liar, since the beginning, he was liar. Already in the beginning was a liar, as he told to Eve, you won't die.
May God bless us. Let's thank the Lord who gives us this possibility. All these things we read it. Surely in the secular letter we read already these things. Hallelujah. Everyone read this thing. Also the oppositors, they read these things. May God grant us grace and continuous work in our midst. Amen. Brother Antonio left because tomorrow start working at 5. Brother Jeremiah also, he left already. Brother Stefan, he resists. Thank you, Jesus. Have you been blessed? I don't say that to please you, but for what God has permitted me to read, and for the life I want to thank the Lord. Let us pray in simplicity of heart. This COVID is a trial for small and big, from believer and believers. And if God still let it, surely it because we have to learn still certain things. And also for us to receive some revelation or to put in order certain things. But people, they realize not that the future is not in their hands. They're saying, yeah, we'll pass, everything will come back as before, and without realizing that there won't be a future according to their own mind, but there'll be a future according to God will. There was echo. Hallelujah. I can't see many faces. Let us see how many mouths will be open to thank the Lord. Let's close our heart. Lord, we thank you with all our heart. Once more, end of this day, having heard your word, we thank you. We want to fight for the truth and to continue to be obedient to your word and in all things. Help us not to let interpretation or false teaching to enter in our heart, but we want to seek you till the end. As we heard tonight, just those who will endure till the end, they will be saved. You came on this earth to suffer, and you shed your blood. You gave your life for us. You rose up for us to have eternal life. As you gave it to us, you gave your blood and your life for us. For this, we are grateful, and we ask you to help us to continue the work, knowing that we are walking in the path which you trod, seeking for sanctification, righteousness, and seeking your word and the truth, because through the truth we have liberty to walk in revelation which you give us. We trust in you because we cannot entrust to ourselves, and neither to our intelligence, but we put our trust in your word. And we have realized that you are the only one who can do beyond what we can ask or we imagine. We ask your blessing upon us, or also upon the burden which were touched by this virus. But we believe that by your stripes we are healed. We remember and we apply your blood upon each one of us, every single member of this body which you have built or formed. Continue your work in our life, and as we are going to depart or to leave this platform, be with our heart. Help us, Lord, because we need your help, and also this evening or this night, let your angel be around us and camp around us for us to rest, and for all the needs which are in the midst of your church, who's for a work or for sicknesses, or also for our children which did not believe yet. We commit all things in your hand, and we want to keep the responsibility which you gave us to love one another. Grant us, Father, your blessing, your leadership, Lord, and for all things we thank you and we glorify thy name in thy precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.